Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Prophecy is meant to be understood. At a recent Tipping Point prophecy conference of Jimmy Evans, he asked about a millennial view of prophecy. And part of the answer has to do with the proper method of interpreting the Bible. After all, the watershed issue in understanding all scripture, including Bible prophecy, is the method of interpretation one adopts. Scholars call this hermeneutics. That's a big scholarly word, but it's important. The basic principle of interpretation that a person uses about scripture is central to how we figure out what a specific text means, since more than one in four verses of the Bible are prophetic. Every reader of Scripture will eventually ask, how should I interpret prophecy? The answer is simple. Take it literally. Biblical prophecy does contain many symbols, which often makes interpreting it seem difficult, if not impossible. But remember, prophecy was given to be understood. The first verse of the book of Revelation declares that this book is a revelation from Jesus Christ. The word revelation, apokopolis, I'm probably mispronouncing that, means to unveil, reveal, or remove the cover from something. This presupposes that prophetic truth can be understood. It's not a mystery. The Lord has given prophecy not to confuse us or hide the truth, but help us understand it and be transformed by it. Unfortunately, many today assume that prophetic passages should be spiritualized or interpreted in a purely figurative manner. For instance, they might say that all the numbers in the book of Revelation are symbolic. The obvious problem with this is, then what do they mean? If we abandon a literal approach to understanding numbers in Revelation, or numbers in any other aspect of prophecy, then we have opened the door for people to read their own ideas into the text, rather letting the text say what it means. The professor Dr. Roy Zuck, an expert in hermeneutics, wrote an influential book called Basic Bible Interpretation. It includes this statement: nowhere does Scripture indicate that when we come to prophetic portions of Scripture, we should ignore the normal sense of the words and overlook the meaning of words and sentences. The norms of grammatical interpretation should be applied to prophetic as well as to non-prophetic literature. In other words, whether we're reading Scripture literally or symbolically, our method of interpretation must be consistent. The Golden Rule of Interpretation. Of all the rules of biblical interpretation, a literal interpretation is the crux, but it's often misunderstood or misstated. So we need to carefully clarify and define both what it means and what it doesn't mean. Literal interpretation does not refer to wooden literalism, that is, failing to take into account figures of speech and symbols that are common to all language in communication. For instance, if you were to tell someone that my dog kicked the bucket, no one familiar with the idiom would take that to mean that my dog literally kicked a plastic bucket. Everyone knows it's a figurative way of saying that my dog died. Literal interpretation is not wooden literalism. It's an umbrella term that encompasses how we understand language, including figures of speech. In an influential book, Dr. David Cooper stated what has come to be known as the Golden Rule of Interpretation related to the Bible. When the plain sense of Scripture makes common sense, seek no other sense. Therefore, take every word at its primary, ordinary, usual, literal meaning, unless the facts of the immediate context, studied in light of related passages, an axiomatic and fundamental truth, indicate clearly otherwise. This is excellent advice for interpretation. Another expert, Paul Lee Tan, has put it this way in Interpretation of Scripture. Literal interpretation of the Bible simply means to explain the original sense of the Bible according to the normal and customary usages of its language. So how is it done? It can only be accomplished through three methods of interpretation. One, grammatical, according to the rules of grammar. Two, historical, consistent with the historical setting of the passage. Three, contextual, in accord with its context. The pattern of fulfillment. Another confirmation of literal interpretation of prophecy is examined how past prophecies were fulfilled. Paul Lee Tan writes that at the first coming of Christ, over 300 prophecies were completely fulfilled. He also writes this: every prophecy that has been fulfilled literally. On the basis of New Testament attestations and the record of history, the fulfillment of Bible prophecy has always been literal. So, in the best-selling book, Dispensationalism, acclaimed theologian Charles Ryrie also argues that the literal fulfillment of past prophecy means that we should interpret future prophecy to be fulfilled literally. Listen to what he writes. The prophecies in the Old Testament concerning the first coming of Christ, his birth, his rearing, his ministry, his death, his resurrection, were all fulfilled literally. That argues strongly for the literal method. And in another classic book, Are You Ready for the End Time?, pastor and theologian J.C. Ryle states it clearly. It is high time for Christians to interpret unfulfilled prophecy by the light of prophecies already fulfilled. At his first advent, the least predictions were fulfilled to the very letter. So also will they be at his second. Finally, plain, normal, literal interpretation. In Zechariah 14:4 says that Jesus will return to the Mount of Olives, then we take that prophecy to mean exactly that. John says that when Jesus comes, armies will be gathered at Armageddon in northern Israel, Revelation 16:12. We also take that literally. We should learn from the pattern of fulfilled prophecies as we interpret those passages and consider what is still to come. We have no more license to spiritualize Scripture's clear words about the end times than we do to say that Bethlehem was only figurative when Micah made that prophecy. The essential key to accurately interpreting biblical prophecy is to consistently use a plain, normal, literal system of interpretation. When you do that, I believe you will hold to a literal rapture of believers before the 7-year tribulation, the pre-trib rapture perspective. A literal Antichrist who rules over a literal global empire, a literal return of Jesus to earth, and a literal 1,000-year reign of Christ on earth, known as premillennialism. God has spoken clearly, and we have no right to spiritualize what he has said. Too much is at stake. Keep studying the prophetic word, and always remember, take it literally. I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled day.